2nd November, 1991. Harry Potter. Madame Turner! Gryffindor won the Quidditch match! Eat dirt, Draco. 2nd November, 1991. Hermione Granger. Of course he thinks that's the important part. Madame Turner, someone was chinxing Harry's broom, trying to throw him off. By sheer coincidence, I'm sure, Professor Snape was staring at Harry the whole time, muttering, "He left off when I snuck into the teacher's section and set his robes on fire, but, let me be strictly fair here, nearly all the teachers stopped looking at Harry right then, too. No, I didn't get caught." November 2nd, 1991. Draco Malfoy. Coincidence. Yes, of course. Did you only look at Professor Snape because he doesn't like either of you? Or did you look at everyone? Any of the students? Any of the teachers? I grant that most of the student body would find tampering with a professionally charmed broomstick beyond their abilities. If Harry was flying on a school broom, I might suspect anyone in third year or higher. Especially, I'm sorry to say, in Slytherin. But that's a shining new Nimbus 2000. Why would Professor Snape want to jinx Harry's broom like that? To win the match? He's a Slytherin. That's too blatant. Something more subtle would be more effective. Marcus Flint scoring 5 times notwithstanding. And something more subtle would be much harder to spot. Does dirt taste like snitch? 2nd November 1991. Ariadna Turner. Students, please do some research into the last war. Recalling that children are not their parents, who might you suspect of being freely walking, willing servants of the Dark Lords, and why? Who might you suspect of being coerced or controlled servants of the Dark Lords, and why?